Thank you, Dominic, and I'm sure we will enjoy what lies ahead. Track 2, The Many Faces of Rebecca Grant. Angie Adams meets polymath, Norfolk resident and royal relative.
Let me introduce you to Rebecca Helena Grant de Longueuil. Actor, artist, singer, producer, wife, mother and humanitarian, in no particular order. Maybe best known for her long-running roles in BBC medical dramas Holby City and Doctors, Rebecca Grant has also enjoyed an illustrious singing career as Rebecca Swing, alongside appearing in film and on stage in numerous musicals, monologues and dramas. She lives in Norfolk in a beautiful, Gothic-styled home with her husband Ivan and their two children. Your most recent role on TV was in BBC TV's show trial. How do you prepare for the role of Crown Court lawyer Nisha Barrier?
Throughout filming, I continuously consulted a friend who's a top London lawyer. She patiently answered my multitude of questions surrounding the swings and roundabouts my character Nisha took to prove her client's innocence. I also channeled my late grandfather, Seferino Padua, a prominent lawyer in the Philippines, who was a Harvard scholar and a fighter for and defender of human rights. His passion was to represent the underprivileged, the homeless, slum dwellers and labourers. I'm proud to say he won most of his cases.
I'd love to hear about your singing career with the Jivases and your one-woman cabaret, Some Like It Hot.
Performing with the Jivases followed hot on the heels of me playing Holby City's Filipino nurse, Stacia Anderson. It was a bit of a crazy time. I attended a wedding and ended up crooning the night away with UK's number one jive band, the Jivases. Soon after, and completely out of the blue, I received a call from their manager asking me to join the band, singing live at the Royal Albert Hall. It was a monumental and sparkly moment, singing I Want to Be Loved by You to 3,000 jivers. A string of tours and gigs followed, one of which was performing at Buckingham Palace, another stellar opportunity. I cannot thank the Jive Aces enough for a glorious decade of fun, adventure, singing at the most prestigious gigs. They're my soul brothers. During my time with the band, I fell in love with the 40s and 50s, so worked on developing a fun cabaret, Some Like It Hot, with Radha vocal coach and former musical director of the musical Chicago, Tom Wakely. The cabaret was produced by Gavin Rankin, owner of restaurant and oyster bar Bellamy's in London. I performed at Gavin's restaurant to all sorts of interesting people, from London's financial CEOs to Eartha Kitt's personal agent. Oh, and Brian Ferry.
When did your love of dance begin?
I remember the exact moment as clear as day. Aged 3, when I was watching my sisters in a ballet class. I leapt off my mother's lap, took hold of the handles of a nearby filing cabinet, and very seriously and meticulously imitated every gesture, step and bend of the ballerinas. Little did I know that my ballet teacher, Miss Morrison, would become my life mentor. She encouraged my interest in dance.
Tell me about the Grant Academy of Bollywood Dance.
I've been teaching dance since the age of 14 and love my students to feel good about themselves, whatever their level. Dance is about bringing the best out in you, not about anyone else in the room. I was lucky enough to be cast as one of the principal dancers in Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Bombay Dreams and was taught Bollywood dance by the top stars in Bollywood cinema, Farah Khan, Geeta Kapoor and Feroz Khan. Since moving to Norfolk, I've wanted to pass on the joy and inner strength I was given through dance, especially in the realm of Bollywood dance, so my Academy of Dance was born. I tutored the very steps and routines I was taught for my performance in Bombay Dreams at the Garage in Norwich. It's such a joy to see students leaving my classes with smiles on their faces and a spring in their step. During lockdown, I received lots of messages asking me to teach dance online. I felt it was my duty to do so, and my Bollywood dance classes were well received nationally, which made me want to teach live again when it was safe to. Keep an eye out for the Grant Academy of Bollywood on Facebook for future classes.
You're also a recognised artist, following in the footsteps of your late grandfather. Tell me more.
I've always painted and sold my work. I currently have two collections. The first, Set Sail, portrays boats using mixed media, acrylic, coloured ink and coloured pencil. It was influenced by my late grandfather, Raymond David Grant, 11th Baron de Longueuil, a prolific artist in the south of France. I started the second collection, The Yellow Brick Road, 24 years ago, when I almost lost my life due to a severe asthma attack. Soon after, I won a competition to discover budding artists, Britain in its 21st century, run by the Prince's Trust, and received the award from HRH Prince of Wales. The painting was exhibited at Hampton Court Palace. The current addition to this collection, Humanity Unplugged, represents our world today in all its beauty and truth. And the truth is not always easy to accept, but I'm done trying to please and play to the gallery. My work comes from the depths of my mind, and its purpose is beauty and truth. This year sees me working alongside some very interesting and influential people who want to give me a platform not only in the material world, but in the digital world too. I love what's happening to the culture of the arts. With digital universes out there, the boundaries are limitless as my mind. I created 6 large-scale paintings during the last lockdown. This year, I plan to produce 20.
How did you become involved with the charity Unseen?
It's been since performing Eve Ensler's one-woman play Avocado at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. This intense monologue revolved around a girl being trafficked from the sex slave industry in the Far East to Britain. It tore me apart that slavery still existed and is growing. I wanted to know more and help fight this global crime. When I met the CEO of Unseen, I was blown away by their work aiding survivors of human trafficking, so I became an ambassador. I then produced and starred in Ben Harlan's short film Safe Space, which he wrote and directed. I'm proud the film won numerous international awards, which in turn created a huge awareness of the work undertaken by Unseen.
What's your involvement with Red Boot Productions?
I formed Red Boot Productions after a chance meeting and conversation on the Tube with former colleague Steve Scrivens. We'd worked together previously at the Royal and Durngate Theatre in Northampton. Steve was programming manager. The ethos behind Red Boot Productions is to tell stories that embrace female multiculturalism without objectification or corporate colonisation. We aim to create a conduit to preserve our foremothers' life experiences, battles and creative missions. Our first production will feature the life of artist Frida Kahlo. This month sees us commence script development with Latin American writer Gail Lacornec, also a talented actress and producer. To say I'm excited about this project is an understatement.
Television, film, theatre. Do you have a preference?
That's a tough question. Preference in passion, pay, or career enhancing? That said, if a television piece was theatrical enough, I'd go with television.
Do you have a favourite past role? Or one you'd love to feature in?
I would love to dance for film. Something along the lines of a Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds film made for today's world. I'd also love to play someone like Sid Cerise.
You have a flair for languages. Speaking French, Spanish and Tagalog.
Oh no, I don't have a flair for languages. Who said so? They're very kind. I do speak some French and it improves when I'm in France. Same goes for Tagalog and Spanish.
What's the best thing about living in Norfolk?
The boundless, colourful skies. I'm in a place where I'm happy with my life, a place where art takes precedence, followed closely by dance, acting and singing.